I might not be able to see you, but I gotta hear from you, because here at Civic Media, we're all about great news. Well, wait a minute. That's real news and great conversation. It's been a heck of a week. Lots of news. That's why my mouth is a little mumbly on this Thursday afternoon. Everybody, I'm Maggie Dawn. I am your resident lawyer and economist and buddy on the radio, trying to break down the day's news, show you why it all matters to you. We're talking about the Fannie Willis decision that came down from the Georgia Appeals Court. This is in the corruption and conspiracy case coming out of the state courts in Georgia, accusing Donald Trump and 10 plus other people of conspiring illegally to overturn the 2020 election by applying political pressure, effectively like bribing, extorting, etc., the Georgia Secretary of State to just, you know, find enough votes to swing the state to President Trump back in 2020. I want to make my opinion on this really clear, and then I'll take more comments or thoughts from you all if you've got them. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I am shocked that the appeals court overruled the trial court judge. I watched much of this mini trial that went on about the relationship between DA Willis and the special prosecutor. I listened to the arguments. So did this judge. This judge overseeing the case is named Scott McAfee. I think he's handled the case incredibly well. Very detailed, very fair, very balanced. And his decision was basically, he admonished the DA and said, this is a mistake. And he said, either Fannie Willis and her office stays on the case or the special prosecutor, but not both. And I think that the trial court's discretion in this matter should have been respected by the appeals court. The appeals court has to know that they have more likely than not completely torpedoed this criminal case. And that is not a good outcome. So I'm ticked off at the appeals court. I'm ticked off at Donald Trump and all of his co-conspirators for breaking the law and trying to undermine the will of Georgia's voters and all of the voters in the United States that voted for Joe Biden. But I'm also ticked off at District Attorney Willis. This was an unforced error of epic proportion, unbecoming of any district attorney, and certainly an absolute, the most grievous error in judgment, given that it occurred in this case. It'd be unforgivable in just your run-of-the-mill criminal prosecution. It's absolutely unexcusable here. That's where we're at. So watch this space. It will go to a committee next. The committee in Georgia will decide whether or not they're going to dismiss the case. If they do not, they will assign a prosecutor's office. I don't know about you, but probably the rest of the district attorneys in the state of Georgia might not be so inclined to proceed in the manner that DA Willis did. Because it was mostly Fulton County voters whose votes Donald Trump was seeking to nullify when he committed these crimes along with his co-conspirators. Because that's where Atlanta is, right? So Fulton County, where Atlanta is, that's where most of the Democratic votes were coming from. That county swung that election in 2020 to Joe Biden. It is an absolute abomination that the Fulton County District Attorney's Office will not be able to continue this prosecution. A complete failure on all counts. Terry from Cross Plains, an absolutely fabulous question. He asks, Maggie, would the case have continued in the Fulton County District Attorney's Office had Fannie Willis not won re-election? And my answer to that is, I don't know to a certainty, Terry, but my guess is no. And the reason that is my guess is that the taint of the prosecution overall attaches because the bad conduct already occurred, right? And the prosecution has been ongoing, the decision to prosecute, what to charge, all of that stuff, and then her relationship with the special prosecutor. Just as this decision makes it impossible for anyone in the district attorney's office to carry forward the case. I do believe it's my gut instinct, though I do not know this to a certainty, that even if she had lost the election, this decision would still have removed and barred the Fulton County District Attorney's Office from continuing the case, regardless of who happened to be in the DA's seat now. And again, that is why if you're a Trumper and you're like, yeah, screw that Fani Willis, she abused the public's trust. Well, hey, rules for me and rules for thee should probably be the same. The abuse and the breaching of public trust and the holding of officials accountable for that breach of trust should apply regardless of party. And Donald Trump has breached the public's trust. So of some Democrat, right? We need to have a consistent application of these standards. It's why I'm criticizing the district attorney. All right, we're going to turn the page. I want to talk about the government shutdown. One of my very favorite texters, who is a conservative, who never calls me, I wish you would sometime, from the 262, has been talking about a couple of the elements of this looming shutdown, and has some of his or her facts wrong. Including about the Commanders Stadium and some other issues. I'm going to dive into some of the detail here on the fact that apparently the richest man in the world is now commanding the United States Congress. Wild. And telling the president whether or not the federal government should stay open. Interesting. We'll discuss that and what it means to you and your family when a billionaire takes over the U.S. government when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned and please participate. We go to the phones and text lines next. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. All are welcome.
Better watch out, you better not cry.
You better not, pal, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.